Hi, bro. My name's Tino, and welcome to Mullet Talk, the show that appeals to the short hair on top and real long hair in the back type of person, and the lifestyle they lead. Let's not waste any time. Let's go right to the phones. Woof is on line 3. Hi, Woof. You're on Mullet Talk. How's your mullet?
My mullet's good, Tino, but I'm worried about my social skills.
Well, how so, bro?
Well, I have been involved in a fistfight every weekend since 1989. I have ripped every tank top off I've owned except for one.
Well, which one?
Joan Jett.
Oh, that's a classic fee mullet.
I know. But why am I so angry, Tino? Does my mullet make me angry because I am so misunderstood?
Alright, first off, Woof, mullets don't get in fights. People do. I think your mullet tooth needs adjustment.
My mullet tooth?
Yeah, that's right. You think your mullet makes you invincible, but it only makes you more vulnerable.
What are you talking about, Tino?
Okay, say you're at a Molly Hatchet concert.
Outdoor or indoor?
Outdoor.
Jeans or cutoffs?
Cutoffs.
Who's opening the show?
Crocus.
Awesome! Awesome!
Yeah, yeah. So, some chick comes over and she starts digging your mullet, you know, and she asks you for one of your natural lights.
Yeah.
Right? So, you're looking at it, you reach down to pull the comb out of your sock.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, careful not to catch the shoelace on your high top.
Uh-huh.
And when you come back up, her biker boyfriend is all over your case telling you to stay away. So in this particular situation, Woof...
Yeah?
What would you say?
I tell him I'm handing out cake and ass whoopings, and I'm all out of cake.
Well, you know, while that is an awesome line, that's your mullet talking.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could have avoided that fight, you know, and avoided the ripped tank top altogether if you just tell him to cool out, bro. Yeah.